So many things in life are instantaneous these days. You can video conference with someone halfway around the world by pushing one button on your phone. It's crazy. Not so transferring money. Sometimes it feels like you had to write a request on papyrus, put it in a satchel carried by a donkey who would then march over a mountain pass through hail and snow to deliver it to your bank. Waiting for funds to go through the whole transfer process can be a real drag, especially when it comes to trading. People are like, I want to trade now. Questrade has just launched a new feature that tries to help with that. It's called Instant Deposit, and it allows customers to deposit funds into their account in real time. Rob Shields is the CMO of Questrade, and he joins me now to talk about it. Rob, what's the problem that you are trying to solve? What, couldn't you just tell people to take their patience pills and chill out for a moment while the transfer clears?
No way. Not when we're as customer focused as we are. One of the things, Bruce, that our customers have been telling us for the past few years is that, to your point, they really want to take advantage of trading opportunities when they happen. And sometimes when your account is otherwise allocated, you need the cash now to take advantage of that trade. So what we do is we listen very closely to what our customers want. We've worked incredibly hard over the past 12 to 18 months to put this process in place where our customers can literally fund their account up to $3,500 per day at the push of a button.
And so how does this actually work? I mean, you've got to be sure that they're good for the money. Is there a credit check?
No, it's that's the fortunate part is that we have actually built this with bona fide partners. We've launched as a pilot for now. We're building scale. We know the demand is there, but what we're doing is managing our scale. And we've launched with Visa Debit. So we have actually partnered with Visa. Interact and MasterCard Debit will be coming online in the near term. So basically, it's funded directly from your debit account. There is a check on that account to make sure the funds are there. It's transferred, and everything happens in real time.
How much does it cost the investor?
It's free. Nothing. It's you transfer $3,500. You get $3,500.
Well, someone's got to be making a spread on that. What are you growing money on trees over there?
No, it's basically facilitated by the Visa debit process. So the consumer doesn't pay. It would normally just as you would make any other Visa debit transaction, it's the same thing as making a transaction. The difference being that it's transferred directly from your bank account to us. And it's up to your daily banking limit, typically $3,500.
Gotcha. And that's per day. How many days in a row can I do that before someone raises an eyebrow?
No limit. Of course, if you're thinking about, AML and all those things, all those are in place. Fraud, AML, all the compliance checks are in place.
Anti-money laundering, is that AML?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, anti-money laundering. And so those things are all in place so that those transfers are coming directly from, bona fide financial institutions. If you bank at any, name a bank, and your funds are there, it's unlimited on a daily basis.
And why $3,500? Why not $1,000? And why not $35,000?
Yeah. So why not $1,000? You can do anything under $3,500, Bruce. It's literally set by your bank that limit $3,500. And again, why not $35,000 is really to manage some of the things we just talked about in terms of fraud and other kind of issues when you're transferring large sums of money. So the $3,500 kind of is this spot where, ourselves, the financial institutions, Visa, everyone involved feels comfortable about the amount. But if, as I said, if you want to transfer anything under $3,500, that's up to you.
There are pros and cons to reducing the friction in financial services. So pros, all the stuff that you have said, it makes it easier for consumers. They can trade right away. All that's great. One con could be is that people who are prone to behaving on impulse invest on impulse instead of being more thoughtful in their analysis of the opportunities ahead of them. How do you mitigate the risk of that?
Well, a few different ways. Of course, the individual who is trading, it's up to them. We are not in a position to provide advice one way or the other on how people conduct themselves, trading, options, et cetera. But what we have done is we've put other tools in place, Bruce. And One of the things we've just launched is called TipRanks. You may be familiar with TipRanks.
No.
It's a very innovative service. It's free to our customers across the platform. And what it does is it consolidates information across the investing spectrum. So you can look at things like a blog sentiment. You can look at analyst ratings. And so we've served this up to help our customers determine whether this is a good stock that they should get into. They can watch stocks. They can check what other analysts are suggesting. We give a smart score, which is a rolled up summary of what the news is saying, the analysts are saying.
Why would I pay attention to that? My dentist said I should buy the stock. That's all the information I need.
Because this is an aggregated view of all the intelligence across.
I'm kidding. Never listen to your dentist. I'm never listening to my dentist about anything other than my teeth.
Yeah, to help point people in the right direction, Bruce. So we're there to support people, but ultimately the decision is theirs.
We have been in an unprecedented bull market for what, 13 years or so, 12, 13 years. That is not an indefinite bull market. At some point, things are going to take a turn. Is that tomorrow? Is it in 3 years? No one knows. How do you and senior leadership at Questrade think about that turn and trying to, sorry to use mitigate again, mitigate the risk of people who have been playing the game and winning the game and may well be unprepared for the reality that this market will turn?
We are trying our best through things like TipRanks and other parts of our platform to provide all the information that people need to make the wisest choice they can. So in situations, and we saw it, January, February, March of this year with the Reddit phenomena and GME and some of the other stocks that have been, considered in the short squeeze, where, people have taken it upon themselves to either drive stocks up. And if people are buying at the top, they're buying with as much information as we can possibly provide. We are, again, not in a position to limit or constrain. That's not our business model. What we can do is we create alerts and notifications, which, anyone on the platform can set so that they know if the stock's moving in a certain direction that may be unfavorable to them. Those alerts, notifications are in place so that, they can take advantage of the trading momentum if that's the case.
And you're going to add like a little, tequila or Johnny Walker shot for people to manage the turn when it happens?
Yeah. No, but what we have done, as I said, between things like instant deposit and the TipRanks and other parts of the platform is, when we listen to our customers and we embed the thing, these types of things in there to basically stay on target for our mission, which is to create wealth for Canadians. So we're not in the business of certainly helping people lose money. Our business model is not set up that way. And the good news is through all of that, we've been recognized and rewarded, Bruce. We were voted number one online discount broker last week with MoneySense. And it's a lot of what we do because we are number one with customer service. So if you have any questions whatsoever, you give us a call.
I'm handing out your home phone number, handing out your phone number right now.
No, actually not me, because we've got much better expertise on the trading.
Right. You're unqualified.
Than I am, but that speaks to the brand and where we've set up and scaled up through that incredibly busy volume period, so that when customers have these issues, whether it's, oh my God, I think I'm overexposed because of GameStop, give us a call. We'll help you get to the position you want to be.
The newest feature is called Instant Deposit. The CMO of Questrade is Rob Shields. Thank you, Rob, for joining us today.
My pleasure, Bruce. Great talking to you.